Sulu beats my fans' attention. And we can change the world. Wait, did I forget to mention that I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel? Where my rebel set?
Rebel, rebel.
I'm a rebel, rebel, rebel.
This is Willie Terry, your Roman labor correspondent at Freedom Square for the spirit of the suffragette opening ceremony.
But also,
and as you can hear in the background, they're getting ready to start.
The table back there that says the Sanctuary for Independent Media.
And I'm going to walk around and talk to some of the vendors at the table to see what they have to offer. And I'm here at the table for the Justice for the Meek. And I have one of the organizers,
Messiah.
And Messiah. And Messiah, tell me something about Justice for the Meek.
We're a grassroots organization that sprung up, unfortunately, up out of a unfortunate shooting of an unarmed man in the city of Troy. It was actually followed by from a previous shooting where the individual lost his life. His name was Edson Devenin. So we just felt that something had to be done positive, and we're trying to pretty much just hold all individuals accountable for their actions, not just the young people going through growing pains, but all individuals, especially our law enforcement.
And could you just tell me something about what are your programs, or what kind of action you're doing to make sure that people hear about this?
We're getting out in the community pretty much, speaking to the children, and pretty much trying to create other avenues for them, because that's the only thing you can do. You got to fight the underlining factor, which is poverty, single-parent households, broken families. So that's the underlining factor. This is what we're working up against, and pretty much all things in our community has been almost wiped out. There's nothing for them to do.
Now, I noticed on one of things on your table there, you have, and it says the People's Party. Could you tell me something about that?
That's going to be a celebration of healing in family and for life and family. Pretty much we're going to have that on Saturday, July 20th. It's from 12 to 5 p.m. There will be free food, games, music. Voter registration forms will be there as well. With the best way you can pretty much affect the community is with information, knowledge.
Where is this?
This is at 7th Avenue in Ingalls Park.
All right, thank you now, Messiah. And I'm here at another table, Women's Against the War, and I have someone who's going to explain what that's all about. And your name?
My name is Janet Poole.
Anita Stanley.
Okay. And what is Women Against the War?
Women Against War is an organization of women in the Capital District who believe that there are ways to solve our problems other than resorting to war. And that many of our problems right now are related to military spending. For example, over 50% of our budget goes to defense, and that really leaves a lot of other things short. You know, there are a lot of people who are without basic, you know, education, without quality food, at the expense of money that goes to military spending, and so much of it is wasted. We also have been studying a lot about how much the military contributes to climate change. It's just absolutely horrendous. We have a couple of different focuses right now. We're advocating for a treaty with North Korea, between North Korea and South Korea, as a means of preventing a catastrophic war.
So, hey, it's a lot of information that the community
that's
needs
a lot,
to know.
Right, yes. Yeah, and there's a lot more, too.
All right.
So.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
then.
Thank you.
This ghetto even better, so I'm gonna make my mark in this rap game and leave it better, and weave these letters into masterpieces, breathing relics. Tell my story so completely, a piece of me will haunt you till you flaunt my legacy to everything you cherish, cause I'm not a ghostwriter, I'm bones, blood, and flesh, so let me clear my throat so I can get this.
And I'm here with Sorox. She just performed what was energetic concert. this is your first time performing here in Troy?
It is. I performed in New York several times, but never upstate New York.
So how do you feel about our community here?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I kind of saw a little bit of the spaces and the sanctuary, and it's really beautiful when you have events like this for community. So because there's a lot of times in life, you know, it's hard for us to even find moments to breathe and find joy. So when we have spaces like this where there's food and there's music, and everybody just has a day off to enjoy and celebrate together, it's a really beautiful thing, you know.
Okay. Now, your concert was a concert with a message to it, you know. So what was the main message that you were trying to give out, you know, today?
I mean, really, it's finding the power and beauty within yourself, because, you know, there's a lot of entities, whether it's through the government, you know, whether it's through the larger systems of oppression all over the world, that tell us that we're, as individuals, we're impotent, we're not important, we're not strong enough to fight against these systems or regimes of oppression. So for me, it's always important to empower people to feel like they have a voice, they have a right to have a voice, they have a right to exist, you know, however they see fit and however they choose to use their voices, they have that right. And we need each other to find that power within themselves. So that's my main message I give, you know, in all of my shows.
Just one more question. I'm just curious about it. Tell me some about Sarat. How did you arrive at what you do today?
You know, it's a lifelong journey. I'm the children of Pan-Africanist activists from Washington, D.C. I grew up in a community of people who are radical in thought. So, you know, I was early, you know, sitting at the feet of people like John Henry Clark and Kwame Ture, and, you know, seeing films like Panther and reading books like Revolutionary Suicide by Huey Newton. So, like, I've been exposed and to all of that just kind of rebellious kind of mentality that and rebellious literature that inspires us to not just become complacent with, again, systems of oppression, not just be complacent with being marginalized, being centering ourselves and as a part of the conversation, centering ourselves when it comes to resources and access, and again having visibility and having a place in this world. So yeah, that's a little bit about me, and I just happen to love hip-hop, so I channel it through that genre of music.
All right, thank you, Sarat. Okay, I'm here at the fest with another one of my guests who has a table.
Now we're ready.
On political participation. And your name?
Tamina Chowdhury.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Tell me something about, you know, the political participation.
Well, you know, we are now in trying times in our communities, in our state, in our country, and globally. And I feel like for myself and all, you know, my people, people that I work with, or people in my community, we're going through a phase of wondering in what ways we can help the situation. And I feel like there's so many ways that we can participate and engage ourselves in the political process, whether that's within our communities, within our state or nationally and otherwise. So the purpose is to encourage people and sort of inform them of the different ways they can participate in their political processes.
Now tell me something about yourself.
How you got involved in that?
I work in this New York State Senate as a legislative director for a senator. But personally, I last year after the 2016 election and everything that transpired after, I got very frustrated and horrified, and I wanted to do something to make, even if it's a little bit of change. So I participated in a campaign. One of the candidates I was working for also got elected in office, and then I was offered this job. So it's really the moment that I decided that I wanted to make a contribution in my community, in the political system, for the better. That's when I found avenues, and I would also encourage others to do that.
Okay. Now, what do you think of Freedom Fest today?
It was great. It's my first time here, and great spirit, fun environment, and people are very enthusiastic. Awesome music, great food. I'm so glad they have a vegan option. I'm trying to be a vegan. I'm not always succeeding, but I'm transitioning. It was really, really good, positive, nice, healthy environment to be in. It's a beautiful day out. It's very warm. So everything was really wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here at the table. It says Susie B. Anthony. And everybody know who Susie B. Anthony was, the famous women's suffrage. But this is not her, but this is Susie B. Anthony.
Right.
And Susie B. Anthony, hello, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How you doing?
I see you got a lot of pictures set up here. Tell me something about your table.
Okay, well,
here at the Freedom Fest.
Yeah, I'm a photographer, and I have been working on a book about the city of Troy for the last 7 years. Most of these pictures, I mean, all of these pictures were taken in Troy. That's what I do.
Now, what do you think of Freedom Fest?
I think it's wonderful. I think the performers are extraordinary, and of course, I think the people at the sanctuary are amazing. The volunteers, I mean, they've changed Troy, you know, and I think that this whole festival has been incredible for the people of Troy. I mean, this area of Troy looks so different than it did 7 years ago. It's unbelievable, and I think the sanctuary had a lot to do with that.
All right, thank you, Susie B. Anthony. Don't forget that.
Thank you very much.